You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the most interesting thing in tech from Nick Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired Magazine.
Hello, happy Friday afternoon. The most interesting thing in tech is the story of a woman who made really bonkers socks that have Donald Trump's image and a little tuft of his hair that sticks out. I don't have a pair of them with me right now, but I would absolutely show them to you if I could. Anyway, the lieutenant governor of Louisiana, I believe, was wearing the socks for a meeting with Trump. He showed off his socks, and it went viral because the socks are so crazy. It's on the Colbert Report. Other people talked about it all over the place. So that should have been a really great moment for the woman who made the socks. She's based in Los Angeles. She runs a company called Gumball Poodle. It should have been something that sent sales through the roof, but it didn't. The reason it didn't is because what happened is as soon as the socks became a phenomenon, whether by algorithmically tracking sales or just by looking at attention, a whole bunch of counterfeiters jumped into the market. Now, the woman who made the socks has trademarks, has patents, has done everything right. But most of her sales are coming through Amazon. And on Amazon, the way the algorithm works is it looks at a whole bunch of factors, like price, shipping, all kinds of other things, to determine who goes in the top spot. And because it's algorithmically driven, it's not driven by your long-term reputation or whatever, and you can see why Amazon would like it to be algorithmically driven. They have tons of people selling products. They want their customers to be maximally happy. Things like price and shipping success really do matter to that. But the poor woman who made these socks, suddenly her socks are way down, and all these ripped-off counterfeit Trump socks by people who didn't have the brilliant idea of making socks with a tuft of Trump's hair, along with a little hairbrush to brush it. All of those counterfeiters, many of them from China, suddenly started to suck up all of the business and suck up all of the money. So she called Amazon. It took a while. Eventually, after Wired started reporting a story on this, she was reinstated at the top spot. But it's a really interesting story about how counterfeiting isn't just a problem for Louis Vuitton and Prada, is a problem for anybody trying to make a buck on Amazon. All right, I'm gonna go buy some Trump socks and I'll see you on Monday.